You are beautiful.
Too marvelous for words. You are wonderful for comprehension.
If you have the words, please put it up.
Like nothing ever seen or heard.
To him this morning, why don't you just go ahead and worship him this morning and say, Lord, your love is so deep, it's unsearchable, the depth of it is unfathomable. Just magnify the Lord this morning, exalt him, exalt him, exalt his name on high. He is worthy. Let him know that truly, from the depth of your heart, you stand in reverence, in worship this morning to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the I am that I am, be glory and honor, dominion and power forever and ever in the name of Jesus. I worship you. I bow before your throne, O God. I bow before you, Lord. I bow and stand in awe of you this morning. The King of glory. The I am that I am. The everlasting God. Jemo shakatalia radabo shandelia. Ibrondalia ragada. Shenkatalia brodo shega. Makosatalia radabo shenderia. Glory and honor, dominion and power be unto you, O Lord. To the King, to the Lord, the mighty one, the everlasting God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, O Lord. We bless you, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Heavenly Father, it is a settled matter in our hearts. The Lord, above you, there is none else. You are the only true God, the only wise God. The I am that I am, perfect, glorious in holiness. We come before you this morning with utmost gratitude. The Lord of all the people in the world, you will choose us as your workers in your vineyard. Thank you for the honor. Thank you for the privilege. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. You may please be seated. God bless you. How's everybody doing this morning? Very well, very well, very well. Only one person responded, and only one person cared to know how I am. I see how you are, but I know God is on my side. Even Yasmin didn't say anything. In the spirit, okay. I'm a spirit man, but I live in the flesh. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's good to be in church today, and I can tell you of a truth. I'm happy to see everyone this morning. I tell you the truth. You know, it's always a joy when you come early morning like this and you can see people that are identifying with that purpose that God has committed into your hands. You know, it's good when you are a pastor, but when you're a pastor and you are all by yourself, it's not a very pleasant thing. Been there, done that, really don't want to do that anymore, you know. But we thank God for what God is doing. A few announcements before we just touch on a word of exhortation this morning. By the special grace of God, the Olowo Keres will be starting officially RCCG House of Grace in Corpus Christi. This time, next Sunday, they are there doing great things for God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 House of Grace is reality. It is done. It is established in the mighty name of Jesus. Corpus Christi will know that something hit it. In the name of Jesus. And that something is the power of God. The power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you know anybody in Corpus Christi, you know, let them know. Reach out to those people. Give them the information of those people. They will reach out to those people. Those that the Lord has given, they will come and they will stay. Amen. You know, but we all have a part to play. We have a role to play. You know, so you do your part, I do my part. By the time we go there for inauguration, we all will be excited at what God is doing in the name of Jesus. And by the grace of God, you know, God honors faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. In the Redeemed Christian Church of God, our watchword is the word of God. Amen. And one of the things the scripture tells us is that we must not lay hands on any man suddenly. You mean every man must be tested, every man must be proven, and then we lay hands on them. And that is why in the Redeemer, it's a very interesting thing, you know. But if your heart is to serve the Lord, then position will not be a problem for you. You know, next year will be 20 years since I've been in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And by the grace of God, I have pastored this church for about 12 years and counting. But just 2 weeks ago was when I was ordained a full pastor. But it didn't make any difference. Do you understand? Because the service is unto the Lord. We're not serving for position. We're not serving for title. We're serving the Lord. Somebody say serving the Lord. And one of us that has distinguished himself over the years in commitment, in consistency, and in faithfulness is Brother Akinwale. Praise the Lord. He's always there. You can count on him to be there. Praise the Lord. You don't have to worry and say, oh my goodness, will they show up? Will they not show up? No. He will be there. You can count on him. Amen. And by the grace of God, during the service, we will do this because our time is very limited. We'll be commissioning him as a minister in the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, San Antonio. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Please open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We just read from verse 1 to 5. And I read from verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards or administrator that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before it's the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. May God bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. That's very strange. Many people now know that you don't call pastor on Sunday until after 2 o'clock. Who is that? It's my daughter. She didn't get ready on time, so mommy left her at home. So she's appealing to the court of daddy. But she's gone back to pick her now. Praise the Lord. So the text that we have read is very interesting. I know you have had this text before, and it's a text they use for stewardship. It's a text that is used for faithfulness and all of these things. And it is true. It is true. But the one thing I want to bring out in addition to all of those this morning is exactly what the apostle is saying of himself here. I want you to understand that as workers, we have stepped outside the confines of ease. We have stepped outside the confines of comfort. We have stepped outside the confines of the ordinary. Amen? To serve God. The thing that you must be weary of is that you serve God as you like. That's the dangerous thing. Because when a man hires an employee, he does not hire the employee at the employee's terms. The employee is hired at the terms of the employer. When you are working for a person, you are not working and doing what you want and what you like. You are working at his terms. And we are servants of God. And I dare say, we are ministers of God. Every worker is a minister. Amen? The commissioning we're doing today is an administrative thing. But every worker is a minister of God. And here is what this minister of God is saying. He's talked about the accountability, the stewardship of the mysteries of God, the faithfulness. And then it says this in verse 4, and I want us to listen closely. It says, "For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is who? Is the Lord." He's setting a principle here for us to know and to understand that there is a judgment for the work that we're doing. Praise the Lord. There is somebody that is assessing our work. There is someone that is weighing the activities and the service that we're given. Amen? And guess what? That person is not limited in time and space. It's the omniscient God, all-knowing God. Is the omnipresent God, present everywhere. What I do and all of these things, he knows everything. He knows the thoughts of my heart. He knows my motivation for doing the things that I do. Say, "For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord." The Lord. So every man must ask himself, the work that I'm doing, am I doing to the best of my ability? We talked about faithfulness last week. Faithfulness is doing what you ought to do when you ought to do it the way you are supposed to do it, not the way you want to do it. Faithfulness is for the person over you that has assigned you the task to be able to count on you that you will be on post at station doing what you ought to be doing when you ought to be doing it. You know, one of the things that we must ask ourselves questions about is, if I keep repeating the same mistake each and every time, there's something terribly wrong with that picture. If on Sundays, if you have been a worker for 1 year, it means whatever you're doing, more than likely you have done it 52 times. Yes? More than likely. If you have been a worker for 2 years, more than likely you have done it like 100 times. Because I know some people that never miss Sunday. They are just there, always there. And to God be the glory. Amen? If you have been a worker 3 years, you probably have done that thing at least 100 times. So why is it that you keep making the same mistake? Amen. Amen. Verse 5. It says, "The Lord that judges me." He said, "Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God." Listen to this. This is a very, very scary thought. You know, and one of the things that I have realized and I've talked so much about in recent time, and I'll be talking about today, is the fact that many people don't know God. That's why we think we can hide. You know, there's a lot of things we do under cover, under G, that nobody must know about. But it says a time is coming that is going to bring every hidden thing to light. It means everything you have ever done, the one you are proud of, the one you are not proud of, is going to be played back like a video. Even the thoughts and the imaginations of our hearts. You know, I've said this many times. I since learned not to go by people's look. You know, because sometimes when people are looking at you intently like that, they're just giving you the look, but their heart is not with you. They just have to do the look so that you think they're there. You know, so sometimes I've done this before. Somebody that is looking at me intently, I ask them a question on what I just said, and they don't know what I said. Their mind is not there. I praise the Lord. But God, the Bible says, God will bring to light someday. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. I am not only a worker in church. I am a worker everywhere I go. I'm representing Christ. That's what I mean by that. The Bible calls us ambassadors of Christ. The ambassador is not only the ambassador when he's seated in his office in the embassy. Amen? It's not just the ambassador when he's sitting at his desk at the embassy. If he goes to the airport, he's an ambassador. If he goes to the mall, he's still the ambassador. If he's talking to people, he's still the ambassador. If he goes to party, he's still the ambassador. If he decides to go to the club, in the club, he's still the ambassador of the country that he represents. So everywhere we go, we are still the ambassadors of Christ. We are still workers. So those things that we think are hidden, believe me, sincerely, they are not. They are not. I have stopped deceiving myself to think that everybody that is in church is righteous. If you still believe that, you have believed a lie. There are fornicators in church. There are adulterers in church. In fact, some of those people got off the bed of their fornication and the bed of their adultery and came to church that morning. Are you following me? But the scripture, it says, God forbid that we have anybody like that here this morning. God forbid. God forbid it. And if there is, please repent. Because judgment is around the corner. He said, he will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. So every imagination, every thought, all of those things, he said, they are going to be made plain. Be made plain. And there's a reward. There's a reward. It said, then shall every man have praise of God. There is a reward for everything that we do. One of the challenges we have is that as a worker, your reward is not like the reward that you get every 2 weeks or every end of the month, that you get a check. You know, you have a physical check to say that I got paid. I got paid. Can I ask you something? How many of us know the price tag of treating cancer? May you never know. May you never know. There's a situation that was brought to my attention yesterday, an eye surgery that needs to be done on both eyes that is costing about over $20,000. How many of us need to raise $20,000 so we can see? So you have the reward even now, but you are not paying attention to it because he has kept you. He has kept me. He has preserved you. He has preserved me by his grace and mercy. Friends, as workers, we must look at our lives and make sure that our lives are honoring to this God. He said, let a man so account of us. On the final note, I have 40 seconds. Let a man so account of us simply means this. You are in a department checking with your HOD, checking with your ministers from time to time. How am I doing? What is the account that you can give of my stewardship in this department. Come to me. Come to the pastor. Say, Pastor, how am I faring? You are a minister. You are a head of department. You are a worker. Make sure that you don't have a bloated image of yourself. Amen. Because it's possible for you to think, oh, I'm good. And do you know our weak spots are usually located in our blind spots? So you can't see it. So you can't see your own failure. That is why somebody can argue blindly with you and say, no. There's nothing wrong with that. It's either they have suppressed the truth in their heart or that thing is in their blind spot. Let's rise up to pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We worship you. We adore you. We say, blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' precious name. Daddy, please help us. We can't help ourselves. We need you. We trust you. Help us, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Very quickly, you may please be seated. This Friday is Festival of Life. Saturday is barbecue. June 4th, barbecue. And Sunday, time, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Sunday, listen to this. Sunday, listen, pay attention. Don't go anywhere. This is not the time to go anywhere. I'm giving information that you need now. And I don't want anybody looking like the odd person out on Sunday. On Sunday next week, is Chill Sunday. Somebody say Chill Sunday. Chill. It means we are all wearing white top, white, not white striped, white. White top, you can be it. Don't wear a t-shirt. You can do polo, you know, white top and blue jeans. You can do sneakers, whatever is comfortable for you to wear. That will be fine. Amen? Good idea, bad idea? Good idea. Okay, praise God. God bless you.